Okay, so for this one, I reckon you should close your eyes and imagine this massive gravelly lot. And on that lot are five prefab garages that have been plonked down in a kind of random order. This is where I spent every Saturday morning for about 4 years, trying my absolute hardest to learn Mandarin under the guidance of Taiwanese monks. Or at least it was Taiwanese Mandarin that I was learning. So this was the collective who eventually went on to build Fo Guangshan, the massive Buddhist temple in Flatbush. And actually, I remember someone telling me that it's the biggest Buddhist temple in the Southern Hemisphere, which I've never bothered to validate, but I love it as a fact that I've never validated. But yeah, so every Saturday morning, I'd walk up, because it was walking distance from my house, and sit in this cold garage, failing and failing again and again to string together a simple sentence in Mandarin, much to the disappointment of mostly myself, a little bit my mum, definitely everybody I ever encounter on the street who assumes I can speak Mandarin and immediately starts talking to me. And it's actually one of my biggest regrets. I hated it so much that I begged my mum to stop sending me to Saturday morning class. And eventually she relented. But I really do wish that I had been able to stick with it. And I've recently started trying again. But, you know, languages. And we never actually spoke Mandarin at home, by the way. So this was part of the problem too, because my parents are from Singapore and we spoke Hokkien at home, which is a Singaporean dialect. But one thing I did take from it is, oh my gosh, I'm even struggling to do that. I really just suck so much at anything related to this school. No, I think what was really beautiful about it was, it was my first kind of formal introduction to trying to trace my way back to my ancestry, because so much of my life up till then had been about so desperately trying to reject that and to fit in as best as I could with a predominantly Pākehā culture, although this was around the time where the next big wave of immigrants from China and Hong Kong started coming in as well. But it was the first time I started to grapple with my identity in, I guess, a kind of positive way, even though I hated it. But it was a really kind of formative moment in my childhood.